Module 3, Planning and Preparing, Part 2. The last module dealt with the participant planning aspect of your meeting. In this module, you will learn how to gather the things you need to help facilitate the meeting more effectively. In addition, you will learn how to structure your invitation so you can communicate your meeting in a way that is consistent and sets expectations. Finally, you will understand the importance of making the logistical arrangements in advance, avoiding any last-minute mishaps. Gathering materials. Each meeting you hold will require both basic and special materials. Your job as the meeting manager is to determine what you need and acquire them in advance, avoiding last-minute surprises. The SHOWS acronym stands for Stationery, Handouts, Organizer, Writing Tools, and Special Requests. Let us break down each letter so you get a better understanding of what this means. Stationery. This is all the paper you will need at the meeting. It includes notepads, sticky notes, index cards, envelopes, tape, paper clips, folders, and flipchart. Each meeting is different. You do not have to bring everything on this list. Determine what is going to take place at the meeting and materials needed for each activity or presentation. It is also wise to consult with the people on your agenda to see if they are going to facilitate activities that require stationery. Handouts. Many times, you or your presenters will need to distribute handouts. There could be a worksheet or an outline from an electronic presentation. In any case, you should consult with your presenters and acquire any handouts they may use. Determine if the handout they are giving you will be the most up-to-date version. If not, have them send it to you when they finalize it. Remember to set the expectation to have it a day or so in advance, giving you time to print and file it in your handout organizer. Organizer. When it is time to meet, the last thing you want to do is show up with a stack of handouts. Using an organizer like a portable accordion file or Pendaflex is an easy way to file your handouts and other stationery materials in one container. The filing system will allow you to file the documents in an orderly fashion, making distribution of the materials more professional. You want to avoid shuffling handouts around in front of your participants when it comes time to distribute them. Writing tools. This includes pens, markers, highlighters, and dry erase markers you may need for your meeting. Special requests. From time to time, your presenters may make a special request. An example could be a poster. Ask your presenters ahead of time for special requests. Sending invitations. Many times invitations are sent without much thought. We figure the sending mechanism, whether it is Outlook or any other type of electronic program, will do the job effectively. It is wise to use an electronic tool for your invitation, however, there is more thought that should go into it. The 3 P's approach gives a consistent and clear method of structuring your meeting invitation. Here is the breakdown. Purpose. The purpose of your meeting must be stated up front. It is not enough to put in the subject line, planning session. The vagueness of your purpose could result in low attendance. Be specific with your purpose. Instead of planning session, you could state, planning our budget for the first quarter. In addition, you should attach your agenda, which gives more detail of the discussion topics. Place and time. Determine ahead of time where and when the meeting will take place. Avoid sending out invitations with a to-be-determined message. The more effort you place on getting the details done in advance, the more your attendees will take you seriously. In addition, provide clear instructions on the exact location. Pact. Create a sense of binding agreement by setting expectations so you get the most responses as soon as possible with a level of commitment. For example, state, please respond to this invitation within 48 hours. Also, set a cancellation policy by stating, if you need to cancel, please call or email me as soon as possible. You could also include a statement that says, upon acceptance of this invitation, you are expected to attend. Finally, you could also include a statement like this. This meeting is a planned session, and your participation and idea sharing will be greatly appreciated. Structuring your invitation with clear and concise information and expectations sends the message that you are seriously managing this meeting. You do not want to be famous for holding boring and inefficient meetings. This is something that takes a long time to correct. Making logistical arrangements. There are several areas where you should be planning the logistics. Physical space. Consider the space in which you plan to hold your meeting. Is it on-site or off-site? Do you need to make reservations? Does it need to be set up? Do you have to contact your facilities department to remove or add partitions? Do you need furniture removed? Travel. Identify who will need to travel to your meeting. Do they need travel arrangements? Do they need transportation to and from the meeting location? Do you have to make security aware of their presence so they are not held up at the door? Food. Determine if you need to organize meals. Is your meeting starting early in the morning and you need to serve a light breakfast? Is your meeting all day? Are you going to cater food? Are you planning to have lunch at a local restaurant? Do you need to make reservations? Audio and visual. Later, there will be a discussion on electronic options. However, if you plan to use electronics like a presentation or video, do you have to get this placed in the meeting room? Are you savvy enough in troubleshooting technical problems, or do you need a technical assistant? Do you need a projector, screen, computer, etc.? Do you need a sound system set up so everyone can hear the presenters? Signage. Do you need to get signs, posters, special handouts made up for your meeting? Case study. Greg and Kareem walked into a quiet office space to discuss the outcome of their last training. While they agreed that the training had seemed to go successfully, they wanted to evaluate how their participants applied the knowledge after the training. Greg said, "Since we gave training on the soft topic of communication skills, it can be difficult to measure exactly how effective our training was for the participants." Kareem said, "Man, I'm glad we sat down before we gave the training to come up with a cohesive evaluation tool. Did you bring all the evaluation materials with you?" "Yes," Greg said, opening up the file, "as well as the pretests we gave at the training." Greg and Kareem looked over the design of their evaluation system once more, and then they used the tools they had to measure how much the participants learned.